Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cody Rhodes was a pivotal part of the construction of All Elite Wrestling. I mean, who even knows what would have happened if it wasn't for Mr. Rhodes when it came to the birth of All Elite Wrestling? Because as the story goes, it was him, it was the Young Bucks, it was Kenny Omega and Tony Khan going, well, wait a minute, all these guys are free agents and I've got a ton of money. Maybe I can do something here that lit the candle. Now, all of a sudden, Cody Rhodes may potentially be going to WWE. And the reason I say potentially is because as of me saying these words, we don't officially know. I mean, by the time this video goes live, Cody may have come out on Raw. But if that does happen, do not pretend otherwise. It is a super duper massive deal and really could see WWE changing the wrestling world forever. Why? Here's why. Let us start at the start, damn it. But the point is this. A lot went into giving birth to All Elite Wrestling, not least the fact that everything we've already said and the fact we had that Chris Jericho versus Kenny Omega match in New Japan, which proved there was outside WWE interest in professional wrestling, the fact that Chris Jericho was happy to come to the company, and that one Cody Rhodes was a very ambitious thinker. And after seeing all that stuff online between Dave Meltzer and a fan and somebody going, oh, I wonder if anyone that wasn't WWE could sell 10,000 tickets to an event, Mr. Rhodes saw all that and thought, well, I think I may be able to do it, and he went to work. The short version is that eventually All Elite Wrestling did become a reality, and actually, according to Kenny Omega, on a recent interview on the Wrestling Observer radio show, it was Cody who was the most vocal about starting some kind of a war. And now he's left one side and he may be going to the other. I mean, oodalally. And while we don't exactly know why he did leave for sure, the speculation has certainly been that he wanted more money and that he wanted more power behind the scenes. Because do not forget, it certainly seemed like when AEW first did start kicking around, you had Tony Khan making decisions and you had the four EVPs doing all the same until one day Big Tone woke up and thought, no man, this ain't working, I'm gonna take all the power back. But whatever the reason could be, it makes perfect sense to say, well, obviously Cody Rhodes' vision of the company didn't align with Tony Khan's vision of the company, which is why they went their separate ways. So maybe Cody did decide it was time for something new or something old, and don't think that he isn't in a fabulous position to ask WWE for a bunch of perks. I mean, not only is he the first guy to go from AEW to WWE, but he is one of the founders of the promotion. So not only does that go down in history, but it also makes WWE go, ha ha ha, get the PR gun ready, because we got some headlines to shoot on out here. But really, when you take all this information and start to think about it, none of this should come as a massive surprise. Because if you are a professional wrestler, of course you want finances. Money is going to be important. But in 2022, a lot of individual talents, they want star power, they want input into their creativity, and they want the platform to prove to everyone that they're the best. And that's all perfectly reasonable, but a question that nobody has asked until recently is, well, what if you could actually do that better in the world of WWE? Because do not come into my house, don't come up into my bald face right now and tell me that you can't envision a land where Cody Rhodes kind of has the same position as a Randy Orton. I mean, you bet your ass that you can, and really, that's a fantastic place to be. So following on from that, and why this could be so earth-shattering, if AEW does continue to build new stars and introduce us to new faces in the wonderful way they have been doing, surely some of them may come to the conclusion that they can actually continue their career better if they do jump ship. It's not completely crazy, even though that's been the rhetoric up to this point, but if you do find yourself in the mid-card of AEW and think making a move like this may light a fire under your ass, well, that's exactly what you're gonna do. It's why this theory that Rhodes is gonna be treated like a joke if he does go back to WWE doesn't make any sense to me, because he should get there and they should ensure he gets to the moon. Because then all of a sudden, the people in All Elite Wrestling will be like, well, now I have the confidence to maybe, just maybe do the same, because look what they did to Cody, maybe they'll do that to me. It just sends that message that you are gonna be okay, because yeah, seriously, at the moment, it doesn't matter who you are. You could be somebody's shoe in AEW, and if you make it to WWE, everyone's gonna hit you and throw you out the window, and when you come back in, say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Shoe, now you gotta be a glove. But that's based on nothing, nothing at all. However, if we do get some proper evidence with Cody, well, I'm sure you've now figured all this out. And that's why it should be considered such a shift, because it evens out the playing field in a way that we haven't seen. And also, make sure you go into your brain and remind yourself that while having five-star matches all over the place is good, it's moment in time that will last forever. I mean, when you think of Lex Luger, you remember the day that he somehow debuted for WCW, even though we all thought he was a WWF employee. And you can jump forward a few years, Chris Jericho debuting in 1999, people still talking about that now. And if you don't think that certain individuals in 2022 don't want to put that kind of experience on their CV, you are kidding yourself. And depending on how Cody does debut, well, once again, we're probably going to be chatting about it for some time to come. And we do have to address it, because people keep mentioning it. Maybe this is a work, but I doubt that very much. And at this juncture, I think if you are going down that line still, you're a little bit crazy. But also, as a collective fan base, we all have to get back to the point where we're okay with being worked. I mean, one, that's the whole point of professional wrestling. And two, you don't get duped and you don't have one done over you if you do fall for it. That's why you watch. You're meant to go, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. And then you figure it out down the line. If nothing else, waiting to see what Vince McMahon is going to do is fascinating, because we all remember Bill Goldberg, Sting and DDP when they went to the WWE for round one. Then he looked at them and went, well, I didn't create any of you. As far as I'm concerned, you're all WCW guys, so I'm going to take you and I'm going to book you into the ground. The whole difference right now, though, is that AEW wasn't hanging around back then, which is probably why Bill Goldberg may get another contract. Because if Vince even thinks he may go to All Elite Wrestling, he'll get another few million out of his pocket and throwing it in my dad's direction. So if the initial differences between Cody Rhodes and Tony Khan weren't money, for example, if you are Cody, why wouldn't you make that call to see if you can get it elsewhere? I mean, it's why this damn war is so good. You can bet on yourself and also probably at the same time get paid. And this shouldn't just be exclusive to Cody Rhodes. Let's take MJF. I mean, he has spent the last few years going, oh, man, my contract's up in 2024. And when that does happen, I'm going to ensure there's a bidding war like we've never seen. But that's exactly what Mr. Friedman should do. Because why the flub wouldn't you? Let's not also forget what Cody did when he was in AEW. You could probably compare him to like a modern day Mick Foley, given the amount of people he made stars. I mean, there was Darby Allin, there was Sammy Guevara, there was Ricky Starks, there was Eddie Kingston. He seemed to go out of his way to ensure that we did have this influx of new talent. And for that, he deserves a round of applause. Another reason he was able to do that too is because he always presented himself like a star. And when I sit down and think about it, I can't remember the last time he had a bad match. And also, if we went back to 2015 and walked up to Stardust and told him everything that was about to happen, well, you ain't gonna believe it, I ain't gonna believe it, and Cody Rhodes himself probably would have gone, ha, I don't believe it. WWE is also a place that is desperate for new stars right now, so why can't that be Cody, especially because quite clearly, he has belief in himself. And let's not get all of this twisted. While I love WWE and I love AEW, when it comes to global reach, WWE has like a 50-year head start, so they are absolutely massive, so it's not exactly the worst position to be in. And of course, as ever, we're gonna have to wait and see how this does all pan out. It kinda does feel like Cody has taken a little piece of AEW with him, and where he sticks it, oh yeah, it may change the wrestling world forever.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.